So we can do like left to right, right to left. The letters are tricky. Test.
Yeah.
That's intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smart.
Oh, who's got the remote?
Oh, I do.
Well, we could comment on, say, Second Reality or something like that.
Yeah, why don't we just go through all of Second Reality, because it'll be a test run,
commentary,
and we're not actually going to be using it.
Or we could do Saints, since we're not going to do it anyway.
We could. But here, I'll just hit play.
All right, just hit play.
All right, so this is a test, right? Are you recording the test anyway, including on the computer?
Yes.
All right, well, the demo's starting. We'll introduce ourselves for real on Mega Demo, but this is just a test.
Well,
so
we could test it out here.
Yeah.
If you want to go right?
All right. You want to start right? We start right to left. You start, Dan.
I'll start. Hello, I'm Dan Wright, and my handle is Paul Bearer. I'm the distributor for this DVD, as well as putting up financing, and I've also done some of the art in the booklet.
Hi, this is Andy Voss, also known as Phoenix of the group Hornet, and I was involved with collaborating the groups together in public relations.
Hi, this is Jim Leonard. I was known as Trickster in the scene. I'm just basically, I think I came up with the original idea, and Dan helped me with it, and I also did all of the video acquisition and editing.
Well, hello, this is Pim van Mun, also known as Stony from the group Hornet, and I'm involved in doing some graphics for the menu and the booklet and stuff.
And I'm Jeremy. I was of the PC Demo fan club, and I made the featurette on side one.
Which kicks ass.
Of this DVD. Is that right? Side one?
That's right.
Yes.
So, and now we have... and now we're commenting on Second Reality, which won't actually make it in, so we can say that it really sucks.
Yeah.
It blows.
Yeah, I never really liked this demo very much.
That's right. Man, these guys are Biscore, you fuckers.
I don't know. I kind of like the parody, Never's Real Reality.
That's true.
Pretty awesome.
Real
so we could all do we could all do that
reality.
Now, too.
Well, Second Reality, maybe not so good.
Yeah, right.
But the Commodore one was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people say it's better than this one, but those are the Commodore owners.
The Commodore owners.
Oh, no, blast.
Okay, yeah. Coming up is this chessboard, and on my machine, or maybe I saw it on this demo, I got some frame tearing at the top of the chessboard. I don't know.
Actually, you do get that. It's on a vertical retrace interrupt, and it fires somewhere in the middle of the screen. I've noticed that only on the very fastest machines do you not have a tear, and you don't have it here. Watch. At the very top. See? No tear.
Yeah, no tear. That's
awesome. That's right.
This so looks stretched.
The power
as well.
Of Jim.
So Jim.
It's not stretched, but it is. I did have to time shift it, so you may notice some field blurring, yeah. sharpening on it. But hopefully the rest of the universe won't notice that.
It looks really smooth.
Well, thanks.
So Jim, in this demo, there were no cuts except for perhaps the credits.
Oh,
the
yeah,
end.
That's right. No, this
don't
is.
Give that away. Yeah.
Everything was. I think everything was captured on the Athlon, but I had to do a lot of post processing. The wavy sea like thing, the blue thing. Well, practically every single thing is time-shifted. Second Reality, when you force it to 60 hertz, actually runs, but the music replayer is also key to the frame rate. So everything, so the music is very slow, in addition to match up with the very slow graphics. So I just had to now say that this, unfortunately, is a little jittery, and that's because I think there were some of the full frame rate hardware tricks didn't work right at 60, so I had to capture them at 70 with the scan converter, and so that's why this jitters a bit.
I think one of the things I noticed about Future Crew is I don't think they had any funny demos. They were a pretty serious crew, and everything they did was all serious.
Until Sapa from Assembly 94.
Yeah, but that was just sucked, right?
Well, funny doesn't necessarily mean good.
They did have some humor in Unreal, which they later removed. The Let's Kick Some Balls.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But you'll see it on this DVD.
Yeah.
I went back
yeah.
and found the original version and copied that particular thing, so... I tried to make this as authentic, and the scroll text you'll see in Unreal coming up is also the original scroll text where they swear and say that they suck and stuff like that.
Before they got unfunny.
All right. Before they got unfunny.
Art from Pixel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, say something, yeah, come on.
Well, I'm looking at the black screen now, which I like. It's a perfect graphic.
That's right. Oh, there we go. I like these rendered. So I don't know. I don't know if people like this effect or not, but I really do, just because it seems simple, but you've got the same color in the shadows beneath it, and the shadows are around it, so there's varying levels of gray there, and especially when we see the same effect but mirrored. I mean, it was just someone obviously did their homework when they did this.
No one's really done an effect like this since. It's just really unique having that foreground.
I mean, they've done the pre-calculated, you know, path scroll, but not nearly as nice.
Oh, the infamous.
I like the graphics in the Second Reality.
Okay. I'd say more than that. But
in the Easter egg, you'll be able to see a different version of Space.
Yes, there's going to be a tiny Easter egg, we might as well say this, that has a version of this, and it's a skull with red eyeballs instead of this picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll see that.
A whole lot's different.
All right, cool. Are you recording this, by the way? Because this might be like a little Easter egg on the thing. What's wrong?
Really?
What the?
You got to warn us about these things.
Have, yeah.
The plane of your mouth equal to the plane of the microphone. Try to tilt it slightly, like something.
Okay.
Like that.
Well, try tilting. Keep recording. Trust that. How's this? How's this?
So Jim, do we need to turn up the TV here? Or are we okay?
I'm fine. How about you guys?
I mean, can you guys hear the TV?
Can you hear the
I really don't need the music. I can just watch it. I know I've seen it so
well,
many
I'd
times.
Like a little bit. I mean, like
music.
I'd like to remember
like
when
musical
a musical cue comes in or something.
Okay.
I really like
but you can all hear it, right?
How am I doing, John?
I think we might want to hear
John,
it on the mics
talk
as well.
Kind of softly, like
yeah,
no, we're gonna mix it in.
But if I get a little loud, is that all right too?
True.
A little bit. I'd rather err on the side of. I know you want to normalize it as much as possible, but err. I don't want a clip, so err on the softer side. All right. So here's a little bit louder. Is that better?
Yeah, you're good. You're fine.
Okay. All right. All right, and if I talk quiet and you're mentioning good, something. All right, cool.
Don't touch me!
Don't touch
Jimmy.
Don't touch Leonard.
So, well, Jim's the guy in the middle. He is the play-by-play guy.
That's right. And here we have a plasma cube. Not shaded. Six-sided.
That's good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Now, but can you hear the music on the TV? Because that's...
No,
all right, everyone, stop
is
talking.
Is that going to be for syncing issues?
But that's a, but a slight.
I think we might want to raise it up a little so you can hear it a little.
I'd rather not,
because you're not going to put it in.
Oh yeah,
the,
that's also a possibility.
When I'm the level of music, the level of soundtrack that's going to be in the commentary is going to come from the actual DVD music soundtrack.
Right.
I mean,
how?
Well, I'm just going to, and it'll be there low running, and then I was going to fade it up when we have dead air. And then fade it back down. That's how it is in regular DVDs, actually. Right.
So you're going to do some post-processing. Of,
yeah. If anything, I'd like to turn the TV maybe down one notch. I would not like... I want to hear it, but I don't want to hear it on what we're recording. So I can... Because if I have to edit stuff around and, like, literally literally take a bit of commentary... I know I'm moving around.
No, the thing is that when you guys are talking about things that you're actually watching, like right here is blah, blah, blah.
This is just a test.
The sync...
It's not going
to
be.
When someone says, like, right here, and
I can match that up, but if someone says something pertinent at the end of a commentary, and I would stick it at the beginning, I don't want the background music to be the end of the demo that people are hearing.
Well,
you know what I mean? I want to be able to edit the voices seamlessly.
Right, because we're going to have to turn it up anyway.
Turn it up? You mean turn it down?
When we mix it in later.
Well,
but that's but it's not coming from this TV. I'm going
to
turn it up from the actual
soundtrack. Right, we're going to have the original sound.
Yeah, the original sound. Keep going? Well, I guess
could. Yeah, I like the idea of keeping it linear.
You like to keep flowing? All right, well, if that's the case, then we can turn it up one or two, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking, because I don't...
Or at least keep it where it is, maybe.
Well, that's fine. You know what? Actually, it would help us get it done much quicker, too.
That's
If we give ourselves the luxury of stopping and starting the recording, this could last until 10.
If someone thinks of something that they forgot.
Big controversy
say,
over that, remember?
Just roll back.
Not to mention the time it takes to edit.
I don't know.
This was entered into the drawing competition, and that
and it won, and then people figured out it was a copy, and then like 2 months later, and everyone was pissed off.
If you keep the music low, you've got both options. You can either edit or
that's
out,
true. That's true.
And then you can put the music on.
Okay.
Or
I might as well comment on this. I think we are recording this, right, John?
Yeah.
I'll stick it on somewhere as a dummy strike.
Oh, no.
The particular, we're now watching the flyby Garrosh shaded stuff. I think that's how you pronounce it. Is that right? Garrosh. Garrosh shaded. That's what I thought. The guy was French. Anyway, the flyby, and here we're going up over the building. The reason I say that to sync it all up is that you may or may not notice this is running at the full 60 hertz, whereas the actual demo doesn't. The actual demo runs at 35. I played around with this algorithmically. I have software that interpolates new frames based on the motion of previous and pixels in both frames. So you're actually seeing this. What you're seeing now is better than the demo can possibly run, unless you maybe like try to disassemble it and rewrite it.
What's written on the top of those buildings?
FC 93. FC 93. So, you knew that, didn't you?
I knew FC.
You do.
And that's Future Crew.
That's Future Crew. All right. So now we're recording for real, just about.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take a listen? Pass the headphones around, maybe.
I trust you. I mean, we're sitting here. We might as well keep going. I guess get as much as we can. Maybe an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to take a break. I need to go back and talk with Feller.
Okay, oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Then I'll pause it, and we'll start again for real in a sec.
But, I mean, that can be like in half an hour or so, because he's off.
Oh, well, too late. You just talked over the space between so we'll have to restart it anyway.
We got to introduce ourselves again.
That's right. We have to introduce ourselves again.
Yeah, we have to start over. I mean.